Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
LSU gears up for a big 2024 season. All sights are set on the college football playoff. LSU, one of those fringe teams, right? Went 9-3 last year, 10-3 with a bowl win. double-digit wins, it feels well understood, is going to get an SEC team in the 12-team playoff. A historically bad defense from a year ago must be shored up. Jaden Daniels must be replaced at the quarterback position, as well as a number of other playmakers from that 2023 team. Can LSU find their answers? These are my best and worst case scenarios for the Bayou Bengals in 2024 as we pull up the schedule for this upcoming season. It gets started, guys, with a bang on that opening weekend, Sunday, September the 1st. LSU taking on Southern Cal in Las Vegas. That game going to be a lot of fun. First SEC game comes 2 weeks later at Williams-Brice Stadium against the South Carolina Gamecocks. Tricky non-conference game following against UCLA. And then you see, guys, the rest of the schedule. Ole Miss in Baton Rouge, kind of a revenge setting. At Arkansas, at Texas A&M could be tricky. Then you got that game against Alabama, which will be a ton of fun. Obviously, Kalen DeBoer's first matchup, first road trip to Death Valley, at Florida, Vandy, and Oklahoma to close things out. Guys, let's first start with my best case scenario for LSU. And guys, again, these are realistic best and worst case scenarios. So we're not going to be saying 12-0, 0-12. There are a number of questions for each and every single football team, including LSU. The majority of the question marks works out in the positive, right? Because there's going to be things that work out worse than we expect, better than we expect, and as we expect. So the best case scenario, assuming the majority of those questions are answered in the positive, let's say Garrett Nussmeier builds off of his bowl game performance against Wisconsin, and he is that dude. Nobody's going to replace Jaden Daniels in his production, right? But he fills in as a very capable option at QB1. Really more so, guys, for the best case scenario to hit, Blake Baker's got to be that answer on the defensive side at D coordinator. Harold Perkins has got to get back to playing at an All-American type of clip. The defensive front has got to be shored up and play well, right? The defense as a whole has got to take a major step forward. I feel fairly confident that while the offense won't be quite as good as it was last year, I think the offense is still going to be really, really good for LSU. I think they're going to have a more balanced attack. I think you're going to see a lot coming from that running game. They got some really talented young running backs in that room. So you look at this schedule, like I mentioned, and what stands out to me, though, guys, is this. Most of the tough games are at home, right? You got Ole Miss at home. You got Alabama at home. Oklahoma at home. We know how good LSU is at Death Valley, especially if those games are at night, which I would fully expect Ole Miss to be primetime, Alabama to be primetime, probably Oklahoma as well. You know, that game against Southern Cal, guys, is massive. I recall last year when LSU opened up against Florida State, and multiple LSU folks I talked about how that game was the most important game of LSU's season. Right? That was going to be the tone setter. That was going to set the stage. I think you could look at this Southern Cal game to open things up in a very similar light. Like if LSU is going to go 10-2, if they're going to go 11-1, if they're going to make the college football playoff, that Southern Cal game feels like one that you need to have to get things at least started off on the right foot, right? I don't want to say you ease into the schedule because that USC game in week one going to be tough, but at South Carolina in week three, tricky place to play in Williams-Brice Stadium, but we don't know what South Carolina is going to be. UCLA could be somewhat of a tricky game, but guys, if you can navigate Southern Cal, you can navigate South Carolina. I mean, there's a very good chance that LSU is 5-0 going into that Ole Miss game. Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system. As I mentioned before, guys, with the SEC, the schedules changing, expanding, I don't think anyone more than likely goes undefeated. So I think asking anyone to go 12-0 is going to be really tough. I look at this schedule, even though they were at home, Ole Miss is going to be difficult. Bama is going to be difficult. At Texas, A&M is going to be tricky. What's Florida going to be? That one could be tricky in the swamp. We know about the LSU-Florida rivalry, if you will. My best case scenario for LSU, I've got 10-2. I think asking more than 10-2, I think proclaiming 11-1 or certainly 12-0, anything more than 10-2 with the issues that LSU has to correct on defense feels a little too aggressive. I think 10-2 is very attainable. And guys, let me also say this. This is not a prediction. These are not predictions. These are simply best case, worst case. Best case for LSU. Again, Garrett Nussmeier's that dude. The running game. There's more from the running game this year. Playmakers step up on the outside at wide receiver. You don't feel as much of the effects as the departure of Malik Nabers and others. The defense takes a massive step forward. I think 10-2 is doable. Guys, this schedule is so difficult. Most of the tough games at home, but still, it is a very, very, very difficult schedule, especially when you factor in two of your non-conference games, Southern Cal, UCLA. I know, you know, those aren't juggernaut programs necessarily, but the only kick-in wins on this schedule are Nichols and South Alabama. You feel good about UCLA and Baton Rouge. Outside of that, a lot of toss-up games on this schedule. Best case scenario, I think 10-2 for the Bayou Bengals. Now, worst case scenario for LSU. What would have to happen in this scenario? Well, the defense still stinks. I don't think it's even possible they're as bad as they were last year, but the defense is still no good. And there's issues at the quarterback position. Like when I think of a world where LSU comes near my worst case scenario, it is trouble at quarterback, right? Because Garrett Nussmeier, as good as he was against Wisconsin, as good as he's been in limited action, struggling with some inconsistencies, right? They brought in the Vanderbilt transfer at quarterback, A.J. Swan. They brought him in. So there's been some inconsistencies for Garrett Nussmeier, right? There's been inconsistencies. Is he ready to be that dude start to finish and be QB1 if there's some trouble there, right? If guys don't step up on the offensive side, but really it comes back to the defense. If the defense is really bad yet again and the schedule's tough, I could see it happening, guys. My worst case scenario for LSU in 2024, I've got 7-5. And again, these are not predictions. Do I think LSU goes 7-5? I doubt it. But worst case scenario, I think it could happen if things were to go sideways. I think this would include you lose to Southern Cal in the opener. You lose to Bama. You lose to Ole Miss. Maybe you get upset by a South Carolina or a Texas A&M at their place, right? You lose to an Oklahoma. The only thing with this scenario, I find it hard to believe LSU is going to drop all those home games that I mentioned. But if the defense is what we saw a year ago and the offense isn't there to bail you out, I put nothing past them, if that makes sense. So, guys, when you look at this schedule, and I'll tell you again, my best case scenario for LSU, 10-2. My worst case scenario, 7-5. When you look at the Bayou Bengals 2024 schedule, what say you? What's your best case and worst case scenario for LSU football in 2024?
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.